Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Abra Plata Resource Corp, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ABRA, and on the OTC markets under the symbol ABBRF. I'm chatting again with the president and CEO, John Miniotis. Now, John, it was a while since I had you back on the show. It was September that we last provided an update here for the company. So I first wanted to get you to recap some of the work that was completed at the tail end of 2020, mostly focused on the drill program that was underway at the company's flagship Diablillos project in Argentina. Now, the company in total has about 13,000 meters planned of drilling. I understand you got about 9,000 meters done by the end of 2020. Can you give us an update on the strategy and the overall goals of that drill program that really carried into this year?
Sounds great. Yeah, thanks very much, Corey. Great to be back on. So, 2020 was definitely a very transformational year for Abra Plata. We're very pleased with the performance last year. But I'd say, most importantly, I truly believe this year ahead really has the potential to be even bigger for us. We definitely have a number of important milestones coming up here over the months ahead that we're keenly waiting on now. I think those milestones will help clearly demonstrate the value of Diablillos. In terms of just recapping 2020 quickly, we completed a merger at the start of the year with Aethon Minerals, which is when myself, the current management team, took over. We immediately hit the ground running in terms of exploring for some of the high priority targets we had identified. And I think, without a doubt, we're very fortunate. Our exploration team knocked it out of the park. Just in terms of delivering value from the limited amount of meters they were initially given to work with. So we had started off with just a 3,000 meter drill program. And then as successful results came in, we quickly upped that to 13,000 meters, which, as you mentioned, we're just focused on completing at the moment. But really, on the back of the initial exploration success, we raised $25 million last summer. We brought in Eric Sprott as the largest shareholder. And now that provides us with the cash where we're in a position essentially now with $18 million of cash in the bank, no debt. So we're fully funded now to advance this project all the way to a construction decision, which we expect, can be achieved in less than 24 months here. So our current focus is very straightforward. We continue to drill. We have two rigs at site. Wrap up that 13,000 meter exploration program we expect by the end of March. And then the focus, of course, is to continue to expand the existing size of the gold resource. And once the current drill program is completed, we'll put out an updated resource statement, and which will feed into an updated PEA study, which by the end of this summer.
John, can you just provide the listeners with a quick update of the current resource here at Diablillos?
Yeah, so it's a large-scale resource. So we have 80 million ounces of silver, 730,000 ounces of gold, all within the indicated category. So there's been over $40 million U.S. spent on exploration here historically. From that perspective, the resource is already de-risked. There was a PEA study completed back in 2018, which showed very good economics using very conservative commodity price assumptions based on $1,300 gold. We had over a 30% IRR. Our focus is to continue to expand specifically the gold portion of the gold resource of the resource. So there's three main priorities of the existing drill program. So one, is extend the resources at depth, so the deeper oxide gold zone. So that's where we announced, 14 holes last year. We got very good grades, grading up to 20 grams per ton over good widths within oxides. So that should certainly help improve the grade profile here. The second priority of the current drill program, I'd say, is to define a shallow gold resource. So this is quite exciting because we're drilling, now very shallow holes, so 50 to 100 meter holes from surface. A lot of the mineralization that we were encountering now was previously classified as waste under the old PEA study. So we announced, results about a week ago now, from a couple of shallow holes. Again, we intersected extremely high grade, like 7 grams per ton gold equivalent, essentially from surface. And so we're, you know, systematically drilling the shallow gold zone at the moment, and waiting for additional results back from the lab, from that drilling. And then we're also looking to expand the resource towards the northeast. So we're looking to potentially, you know, expand the proposed pit, likely by a few hundred meters towards the northeast. So there's, you know, exciting developments happening. We're quickly drilling. And like I mentioned, I think the big catalyst later on this year will be the updated PA study, because we're quite excited about what that could hold for us.
So this drill program, too, I think it's important to highlight that this is all exploration work, too. You're looking at growing the resource with, it sounds like, this whole drill program. Are you going to be able to update the resource and add some ounces this year after these results are announced?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, so that's the plan. So once the 13,000-meter drill program is completed, we get back all the results. We'll draw a line in the sand there, and then, you know, put out an updated resource based on that drilling. But we'll likely continue to drill here. I don't see why we wouldn't. I mean, we have the cash in the bank. We have a number of high-priority targets remaining here. So, you know, after we get back the results, we'll prioritize additional targets, which there are several, even besides Oculto. And, you know, we'll come out with an updated phase two exploration program, if you will. So we'll continue to expand this even beyond the next resource statement. And that'll just be a milestone sort of along the way.
Much like that PEA that will follow as well, right? What are you hoping to show in releasing an updated PEA? Is it to bump up some of the metals prices, show the economics at a bit closer to what the underlying metals like gold and silver are trading at? What improvements are you hoping to show from that study?
So we think there's definitely a number of opportunities to improve the already, you know, good economics that were shown in the last study. So the overall assumptions will likely remain the same. So we're probably targeting close to 6,000 ton per day open pit operation here. Again, just focus on the oxides using, you know, an open pit. So quite straightforward, large scale, good margins. But where we see opportunities, I mean, for sure the size of the resource, you know, almost undoubtedly at this stage will grow. So we expect tonnage to increase. We expect the grade profile of both gold and silver will increase. We believe there's opportunity to likely improve recovery rates as well. And then importantly, the strip ratio could likely come down. If this shallow gold resource definition program is successful, we could be converting a lot of material that was previously classified as waste in the previous PA into very good grade mineralization based on what we're hitting to date. And so we think overall CapEx could come down if we're successful here in converting some of that waste to ore. So there's a number of opportunities. And, you know, that being said, I mean, just to remind all the listeners here, the existing PA study that was put out back in 2018, and just using, of course, the existing resource, at current commodity prices alone, so just changing commodity prices, nothing else, I mean, we're currently trading at, you know, I think the NPV of that at current commodity prices was about $1.75 per share. And so we're trading at a fraction of the value. So we're trading at, you know, 40 cents today. So we're trading at 20 cents on the dollar based on the economics of the old resource, the old PA, just based on today's commodity prices. So we see significant potential, again, to improve those economics even further.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're seeing potential almost across the board in terms of the PEA of how you can improve all those economics. And of course, some of the drilling will show that, but also tinkering with the overall plans, that can help as well. John, just recap how much money you guys have in the bank to finish off this drill program and then progress into the PEA and into the next drill program.
Yep. So we're sitting today with $18 million of Canadian of cash in the bank, no debt. And so, yeah, we're fully funded essentially for the next 2 years here of runway ahead of us. So to come out with, you know, a PA study later on this year, you know, likely announce a phase two drill program for this year as well. And then once the PA study is completed, it's looking likely that I think we would announce that we're going straight to a feasibility study. Just given this is a second PA, there's been significant metallurgical test work done. We're going to be drilling you know, some water wells shortly as well. So significant hydrological test work that's going to be done here. This is going to be quite an advanced stage PA study. And so we think we can fast track the project, start the permitting process, baseline permitting work, et cetera, later on this year, and go straight into a feasibility study. And we're fully funded for that as well. And then once that's delivered with the permits in hand, you essentially should have a construction ready project. So based on the cash balance we have at the moment, we're fully funded essentially to get to that stage.
So John, it sounds like you guys still have a lot of exploration potential at this project, but you clearly are moving it towards a, let's say, construction call and actually building a mine out of this. How are you going to balance still the upside available with the exploration, but the de-risking and moving towards building this mine?
Yeah, so there'll be work going on in parallel for sure. So as I mentioned, so on the back of, you know, this current drill campaign finishing by the end of March, that's, you know, the resource base that we're going to assume for the upcoming PA study. But at the same time, we'll continue to be drilling. I mean, because there's a number of targets here. We'll be drilling. We continue to have two rigs at site. We could increase that if needed. There'll be parallel work being done. As we come out with the updated resource, come out with the updated PA study, we'll be continuing to, test some of the other remaining targets. And then that work could go into sort of the ultimate feasibility study.
Okay, well, sounds like this year is going to be another busy year for the company, but really last year was transformational on the back of the acquisition and some of the drilling and now the much larger drill program and moving to an updated PEA and then feasibility. You guys have a lot on your plate this year. I will continue to follow up as some news hits the market, but if anybody has any follow-up questions for John regarding any of the actions that's going on at Abra Plata Resource, please email me fleck@kereport.com and I will get John to address those. John, I appreciate the update. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much.